You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is featuring one of you, our incredible listeners, who head over to strshare.com. Share your short-term rentals so we can celebrate you here on the podcast every Thursday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, this is an extra special STR share.
Okay.
We are sharing at the.sideline.club. Again, it's the.sideline.club. And yes, I went to the Ohio State University.
I was going
to
say, this is very Ohio of you.
And this is hosted by one of our beloved members of our inside community, Jelaine. And Sarah and I are so incredibly honored to have had worked with her when she was just starting out, and to see what she has been doing over the past couple of years has been incredible. And I want you to go to her Instagram and check it out, because she is crushing it.
She's been working very hard.
She's been working very, very hard. And this newest property is in Bradenton, Florida. And what she's done so well is, this is near the IMG Academy. You guys can look that up on your own time, but very, very elite athlete high school, maybe even more, the academy. I mean, it is the spot in the U.S. And she has created a wellness stay for athletes.
That's cool.
And I want you to please, this is a masterclass that you can quickly take on creating your guest avatar and then designing your home. And I know she actually bought the home with the intention of where it was, who her guest was going to be. All of it. Look at every single detail in the home. She knocked it out of the park. And yes, that was pun intended with my sports reference. You will see sports everywhere in the home. You will see her brand, the Sideline Club, on her cold plunge. It's there everywhere, woven in to the design of the home. And I want you to not only just go and like her account and cruise through it, really pay attention to the details. Go back in her feed, look at all the details, watch the way that she is representing herself on social. And the biggest thing I want to say right here is I love that Jelaine has right in her bio, sidelineclubfl.com. That's what I see right here. She doesn't say anything about Airbnb hosting. She doesn't say anything like that. This is a wellness stay for athletes. She's done an excellent job, Jelaine. Sarah and I are going to have to do a business wellness, a wellness retreat for business athletes.
Yeah, that's what business ownership is also a sport.
It is. Very so difficult. We are going to come get some R&R. Again, check it out. Get some inspiration from Jelaine. We miss you, Jelaine. You are crushing it. Keep on keeping on.
You know what also is a sport?
Pricing.
Yes, it's very strategic. It can beat you up if you don't have the right strategy, the right coach.
Yeah, you can be taking lots of L's and not even know it.
Very, yes.
And I'm going to share right now, we have had a very, very inside look at a lot of behind the scenes of Price Labs.
Of other hosts.
Of other hosts inside their minds, inside their properties, and hosts.
It's a scary place.
You are Bad News Bears. I'm making some. You are Bad News Bears, and we want to get you into the major leagues.
Yes.
We want you to really want you to up level here. And that's what we're going to do in this episode. You are going to want to get out your pen and paper, take notes.
Or if you're like me, just get out Chatty G and take notes. Okay. Here's the deal. I want you to picture this, because this is what we saw. This one host was discounting their property 60 days out from arrival in a market where guests book 28 days out. That is not a strategy. That is what Annette and I have deemed panic pricing.
It's our mission to eradicate panic pricing.
Yes.
From all of the strategic hosts that are out there.
I want you to self-identify that this is you. We can't hear you. We can't see you.
But we know you're shaking your head.
But we know you're shaking it. And admitting there's a problem, isn't that the first step?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we see hosts who, you look at your empty calendar. There's not that pink color on Airbnb. Or maybe there's not that blue color on Vrbo. Or if you got your PMS, you like a mixture of color. But if there's no color, panic sets in. That nervous energy comes in. And the only lever you think you have to pull is to drop your prices. Okay? But that is reacting emotionally, not strategically. And today we are going to dissect a very important part about pricing strategy, which is your booking window. It literally tells you when your guests are making decision. So if you don't know what it is, and you're guessing, guess what? I don't have to guess about the fact that you're leaving money on the table. I know it to be a fact. But we can fix that with this episode today.
Let's get it excited.
All right, Annette, what is the booking window? Can you explain it in a different way for everyone, just in case? And if you know what the booking window is, just stay with us, because we've got some gold nuggets here for you today.
Mm-hmm. The booking window is the average number of days between when a guest books and when they actually check in. So if your booking window is 32 days, that means most guests book about 32 days before their arrival date, before they check in. This booking window is not occupancy. It's not lead time on one reservation. It's not how far out your calendar is open. It's the behavioral pattern of your guest.
And there is a booking window, a market booking window, okay? So where we can say, here's what the market is doing for my market, meaning, yes, where you're located, but also the other two bed, two baths, if that's what you are. Other four beds, three baths, if that's what you are. Other one bed, one baths, if that's what you are. And to know what the market booking window is also important, so you can see how are travelers in your market who are looking for your kind of stay, how are they behaving? When are they booking? And why is it that that booking window exists? And this is going to change in your market. It's going to change throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So your booking window isn't a set and forget it number. You also, dear hosts, can't force a booking window to happen.
That's one thing we hear all the time, that people want their calendar to be booked 6 months out all the time.
And we're like, listen, love, I want that for you too. I wish we could have that, but the market is going to market how it wants to, right? It's going to behave how it wants to.
Let's break down a couple of different markets. And basically, most of the markets encompass what we're going to go over. So urban markets, they have shorter booking windows. Those are highly, traverse weekend trips. There could be concerts, sporting events, pop up on the weekends or during the week, business travel. And those are often very compressed, 14 to 30 days. And I can share here in Columbus, even
shorter
than that.
Right.
Then you have your vacation and your beach markets. They have longer booking windows. Plan family trips, especially if it's a larger property on the beach when you're trying to coordinate several different calendars. Those could be 45, 90 days plus. Summers get booked in the winter. And we have seasonal markets. Let's think of ski markets. the ski season books early, shoulder season books late. Let's say you have the fall leaves come in. That might also be a spike depending on where you are. Luxury properties, higher ADR. Those guests are planning potentially further in advance. Maybe there's a longer booking window there. Direct booking guests. These are often repeat guests, plan trips, and a longer booking window than the OTA because they're doing more research. They're seeking you out. And then I know everyone's listening and trying to think about what their booking window is. The good news is all of this data is there for you. These are just some benchmarks.
And something, yeah, I was going to say, these are benchmarks. And you might be thinking right now, well, ladies, I'm in a vacation rental market. And actually, my booking window is
6 months.
It's nine months out. Right. So and that's great. Then you recognize and you know what your booking window is. But just remember, too, for those vacation and beach markets, maybe it is 6 to 9 months out leading up to your high season. But as we get into your shoulder or your slow season, maybe it's shorter.
There's something here too that I want to just pause for a second, Sarah, because we've seen this a lot. You could really be impacting the booking window by the restraint you have on your calendar.
Well, that's because they're forcing. They're trying to force it.
So if you are only ever open your calendar 3 months out, you might not know the booking window in your area is actually 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. So this is something that dictates also the true data, depending on how far out you open up your calendar and then what kind of availability you have open when you do open your window. So I do want to just say that there are other things that we need to look at and dissect for you when you're looking at your individual property. You know all of these pieces and parts.
Here's the important part for this episode, okay? So if you're multitasking, come back to us, okay? Because here are the mistakes, the money losing mistakes. We just wrapped up our Priced and Profitable Bootcamp, and we've been in so many hosts' back end of their dynamic pricing software. And these are the top two mistakes that we saw, okay? And the example we gave at the beginning of the episode of panicking too early with your pricing. Okay. So let's say the booking window is 30 days and you look at your calendar 75 days out, you don't see bookings in your calendar. So you drop your price. But here's the thing, guests aren't shopping yet. All right. You're not even on their radar yet. All right. You're discounting before the demand exists. And so I love this. It's like putting Christmas decorations on sale in October.
That's right.
Well, it shouldn't happen.
Right.
Right. But and that's the 30 days, 75 days out, like that spread might seem aggressive. But I mean, even if your booking window is 30 days and it's 45 days out, let's say it's 35 days out and you're dropping your price, you're still leaving money on the table, hosts. Don't price emotionally. You are too smart for that. You have invested too much into your short-term rental to panic price. It is so important to know market behavior in that season. So remember, we went over that booking windows change throughout the year for every market. That's why you've got to be on top of this. How about discounting too late, Annette?
Let's do another, for example, let's say the booking window is 28 days and you're not even paying attention at all. And you wait until 3 days before check-in to even look at your listing to try to adjust or pull any lever here. And we're not saying you always need to discount, but the fact that the booking window is closed and we don't know if you're paying attention to your market pickup, where your occupancy should land, we just want to make sure that you cannot get past this booking window and then try to pay attention here because your demand window, it's passed. Your comps are already filled up, and now you're just competing for leftovers. So the timing really matters more than the price sometimes. So don't be asleep at the wheel here. And yes, you might have to discount within that, but we want to make sure that you've done everything else ahead of time and you're on top of it, and that isn't the only thing that you can do.
Right. Okay. So if you need a tool, a framework, if you will, Annette and I put one together for you, so that you can use it to help you make your pricing decisions, okay? So first and foremost, you have to know your booking window. You can get this information automatically spoon-fed to you in a dynamic pricing software, okay? You can also find it out on your own by looking at your comps, tracking your comps, when they're getting booked, when people are arriving. You can, this information you could
but
manually
we're not gonna
acquire.
We're not going to, you know.
No, you don't need to though.
I know, but I just want everyone out there, stop doing this stuff manually. The tools exist for you to work smarter, not harder. Use the tools that are out there.
Right. So just get a dynamic pricing tool. And here's the age old question. And dear PMS companies, I love you, but I'd rather have a dynamic pricing software that's all it does is aggregate pricing data. And that's all the company does is focus on how to leverage it, how to help hosts leverage it for pricing strategy. All these PMSs are getting on the dynamic pricing software game. And I just don't trust it. Okay, once we have that data from a dynamic pricing software, step two, and this is for those of you who just need help with this. Maybe you already have your own system, but if you don't, here's an idea for you. You can divide your calendar into zones. So maybe you have zone A, which is outside your booking window. You've got zone B, which is right inside that booking window. And then zone C, this is the last minute window. Your booking window has closed and it has passed. Okay, so for the example here, we're going to give you the example property has a booking window of 32 days. So we have, let's say there are 90 to 33 days out from arrival. Since the booking window is 32 days, if we are 90 to 33 days outside the window, we are in zone A. Okay, we are outside the booking window. It has not yet hit. If we're day 32 to day 8, this is inside the booking window for this market, okay? So pickup is strong. People are shopping from day 32 to day 8 before arrival in this market, okay? So that's inside the booking window. And let's say day 7 to 0, this is more last minute for this market. So we would say this is zone C. This is last minute window, okay? So each zone is going to have a different pricing strategy. Now, whatever your market is and whatever your strategy is for your property is going to be unique to you. But this is just to give you an example of how you could look at this, okay? There's different strategies for depending on whether you're outside, inside, and being inside your booking window. For many markets, maybe that booking window only lasts for a weekend, or maybe it picks up a little bit on weekends. It slows down during the week, then picks up for one more weekend, and then we're outside the booking window. So you really have to look at your market pickup, and that's for a whole other episode, okay? But we can see when shoppers are shopping. So if we are outside the booking window, we want you to hold on your pricing.
I love this. Inside our boot camp, so many people would ask questions about their booking window and they'd want to emotionally discount with no data supporting that. And the amount of people that would just, in all caps, right, hold, like hold the line. And that was so reassuring. And I love them seeing that from multiple different business owners because we want you all to win.
Right.
And when you drop your pricing, when you have emotional discounting and panic pricing, you are literally just leaving money on the table. You are under earning. And it was so great to see everyone say, hold the line. We were talking about sports earlier. It's like, hold the line. Like, do not crumble. You have the data to back up your decisions.
Right. Okay. Then how about that zone B inside the booking window? Whether you're inside is a week, maybe it's a little longer than a week. You have to know that for your market. But if you're behind market pacing, okay, maybe in occupancy, then you might want to adjust something. It doesn't have to be your pricing. It could be something on your listing. Maybe we try a different title. Maybe we try a different photo. But we can make sure that we are getting our fair share of the pie. This is your high leverage zone. So when we're inside our booking window, we definitely don't want to drop rate because people are booking. And as long as you know your pricing is within your market's healthy ADR and you know your property, I mean, you've got the strategy there. Don't panic. Okay. This is your high leverage zone when you're inside that booking window and you're in that zone B. Now, when it comes to last minute, let's say your booking window closed and for some reason you didn't get booked. Most often, you guys, it's not because you were priced too high. Something is going on with your listing.
Yeah, this is where you need to get tactical. You need to look at the data. Maybe it's your minimum night stay. Adjust it. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you forcing a four-day weekend? Look at your minimum night stays. Maybe you already have some guest book. Could you offer people to check in earlier, stay later, offer that gap night? Maybe you increase in your market if it's a super tight window there. Maybe you discount. This is where you have to be tactical. You have to test things. And the answer is not always to just drop your price. This is where it'd be really great, honestly, to have an email list. And you could email your list to book direct with you.
You could say the first person to snag this weekend and enjoy XYZ event gets a complimentary
XYZ
coffee setup. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like whatever that is.
Get creative.
Yes. Something low.
Opportunity to get creative.
Something low cost that could get someone to take action. Whatever that call to action could be for your market. Okay. So another layer to this, and this is why, listen, pricing is not the easiest thing to master. Okay. We'll give you that.
And it is not set it and forget it. We'll continue to say that forever.
And the reason why is because when it comes to events happening in your town, this can affect your booking window. Maybe some team won in your town and who they're playing definitely affects if people are driving to the market or not. That can change your booking window. So for example, let's say a concert is just announced 3 weeks out. Okay, boom, your booking window might shrink. How about holidays? Depending on when the holidays land, that might affect your booking window. Graduation weekends, where graduation weekends fall, right? So all of this stuff does affect your booking window. I guess what I'm trying to say here is your booking window is dynamic.
Just like your pricing should be.
Just like your pricing should be. And this is why it's not set it, forget it. This is why just because your booking window for your summer was 45 days in 2025, maybe that's not the same for this year. You have to stay on top of it. Take that information from 2025 and apply it to your strategy for this summer. But take a look at what events are happening in your area and be nimble. Be ready to take action.
Right. So many of you have the World Cup coming to your city this summer. That is going to really make changes in your pricing and your booking window.
Let's connect money to your booking window because that's what this is all about. It is about maximizing revenue. If you discount outside your booking window, you're losing money. You're leaving money on the table. You could sometimes, if you're seeing occupancy kind of increase in your market within that booking window faster than it did last year, okay, raise your rate. The demand is going to be higher because of some event. If you're the first one booked in your market, that often means that you were underpriced. We always say, we never want to at our properties be the first one booked. Let another host learn from another host what a guest is willing to pay. How is the market reacting to a certain booking window in that period?
And this is the most important part of this whole episode, is really having emotional discipline. We understand that an empty calendar anxiety is real, but it shouldn't be. The data is there for you to review. The historical data is there for you to review. The future data, the pickup data is there. You have to just no longer make decisions in your business based on feelings. Facts over feelings. Every time. Because I think we all know if we make decisions with our feelings, what's going to happen, right? So if you want to put that on your desk, an old business coach of Sarah and I's, she always used to say facts over feelings and data over drama. And those are really great anchors when you want to go and adjust things emotionally.
And this feels like a no-brainer. You're like, Sarah Nett, yeah, this sounds so logical. And I get that. But when you are, actually, this just happened to me, I think it was last January. I know what occupancy is. I know what market, you know, revenue was. But I did look at the calendar. It did look bleak. And I looked, I talked to our revenue manager and I was like, oof, I feel a certain way about this. And she, again, brought the data to me. We are right where we're supposed to be. I'm not dropping price. We are where we're supposed to be. And it brought a sense of calm. So actually it's like not only data over drama, but data brings
calm
to you. Cause you're like, this is the market. Now, if you want to beat the market, if you want to make more money, then you're just going to have to be more creative. You're going to have that email list. You're going to have those local relationships where you have direct contact with people who can help you get booked. But if you're like so many hosts and you're on the OTAs waiting for business to come to you, then you better have your booking window and your pricing in order. So,
got some homework for you.
Find your booking window. At all, remember, it's dynamic. So find your booking window now. And think maybe you have to schedule time with yourself to log into your dynamic pricing software and get education there. And ask yourself, am I in zone A? Am I in zone B? Am I in zone C? Maybe it's yellow, red, green, right? Go, stop, proceed with caution. However it works for you psychologically, but don't let it be the color on your calendar that helps you make decisions.
Yeah, if you are outside of the booking window, stop lowering your pricing. Just stop touching it. That needs to just... Number one, if you do that alone, you're going to be in much better position at the end of the year.
And if your booking window is closed, a lot of the times, there are things that you can do that don't include dropping your price, especially if you're priced competitively. There are other things that you can pull. So with that, if you don't know your booking window and you're pricing emotionally, this is your signal to stop. Don't let your fear drive your business decisions. Anything else, Annette? Go make more money this year, host.
Yeah, this is permission to go make more money. It's waiting for you.
It's in you say it better than I do. There's cash in your calendar.
There is cash in your calendar.
Go get it.
You need to mine it. You're a gold miner. The cash is in your calendar and the data is available for you to find it. Let's go.
With that, I am Sarah Carrick.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.